Hey guys, I'm James.
This is Corwin.
And welcome to This Movie's Gay.
That was really bad. You should redo that.
No, why don't you boost my confidence? This is 2020. 2020, we raise our co-hosts.
And I'm raising you up to be better by saying that was bad, James. Do it again.
I have post-edit effects, baby.
Oh, my God.
Corwin, I'm going to be
looking. You're going to be listening to this, and you're going to be like, ooh.
No,
Corwin was right. I should have redone
no,
that.
No, I'm fine. I don't sing. I know that. So why would I be like, oh, why don't I sound like Mariah Carey?
Did you sound like Mariah Carey, James?
Her and Jim Carrey are brother-sister.
I feel like that's a lie. Jesus Christ.
And I know because she's smoking. She smokes cigarettes. Guys, what's up? That long pause might be left in, baby. Corwin's just like, oh, I'm not having it today. I have a headache. And I guess he's still in the 2010 decade because he's not raising his co-host up.
You're obviously not raising your co-host up if you're gonna make fun of me for having a headache.
I have a widow headache.
Oh my God. See, this is why, James, no one should ever raise you up.
Like that Razor Ruckus song. Shout out to all the Razor Ruckus fans out there. There's none of them. He only put out one. He put out an album and then like a mixtape thing, but he was very good and then maybe went back to jail.
No one knows who you're talking about.
No one knows who I'm talking about.
Good.
But Razor Ruckus, R-U-C-K-U-S.
Oh my God.
Razor is spelled how you would think it is, with an S.
You spend so much time promoting rappers on our podcast about movies.
Corwin, I beat Steven Universe, Save the Light. I 101%ed it. Did I already talk about that?
You did.
Oh, that I beat it, or?
You talked about you were going to do that.
Guys, I beat it. And now I'm on to Chroma Squad.
And you spent all of your free time.
Yeah.
My your little staycay.
Staycation's all I've ever wanted.
And messed up your own sleep cycle schedule because you spent it playing video games.
I messed up my bathing cycle.
Oh, your bathing cycle.
Where I was bathing at nighttime instead of the morning.
Well, I'm proud of you for bathing anyway.
You should understand. I sometimes bathe twice, sometimes three times a day because I hate being disgusting.
Same.
I don't want grease on my face. Like, even right now, yeah, my face is clean, but you better believe I
Get
wish
some
I was
little
washing
blot
it.
Pads.
Blot pads?
I don't know what they're actually called, but they're little grease sheets.
Oh, those
they're
cost
little sheets,
money.
And then you like, it's super cheap, allegedly.
Yeah. So is putting a little bit of hand soap in my hand and then wiping the grease off and splashing my face with water.
Hand soap and water both cost money.
A little spurts. Actually, water doesn't cost money.
Not,
we don't.
Not in Chicago.
Yeah, boy, we don't pay for that
Other
water.
Other people do, though.
Yeah. That's the only luxury I can have. That's truly the only luxury I do. I take very long hot showers, sometimes twice a day, because it's all I have.
Don't you?
What's up?
You still pay for the hot water,
nope,
though.
Nope, because we have radiators.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my God. That's
we pay
true.
For the stove. But also, I write all day. I'm just constantly writing in front of my desk, just writing and writing, Corwin.
That's a goddamn lie.
No, I'm in from our today's movie, how they alluded to writing of masturbating to internet pornography.
I can't focus today, James.
But
it's
Corwin,
fine.
How have you been?
I've been good.
What'd you do today? Did you house sit?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not, I didn't house sit. I was house managing.
Yeah, you house sit in that friggin' box office.
Oh my. James. It's confusing because I also house sit sometimes.
I know. I know.
Jesus.
So, ask Brian if you can start saying house managing is house sitting.
No.
And then the actors, if you start stage managing, they are the babysitters. Because they're friggin' kooky crazy,
no.
Them actors and actresses.
No, not yeah. Doing any of that.
Please, Brian,
not,
if you're listening,
no.
Oh, babysitter, house sitter.
No.
And if there's like an actor or actress who's really swinging, they fang sexually, you gotta get a dog sitter because them dogs.
I feel like that was really disrespectful to a lot of people in professions, James.
What?
Just everything you just said.
What?
Everything.
That if you're swinging it around sexually.
Oh my God.
They some dogs.
I hate that. The movie this week was Guidance.
And it was dope.
James picked it.
No.
For the second week. I feel like this whole month I should make you pick movies.
What I'm saying,
I think that's
saying,
what's going to happen.
I'm
yeah.
not picking the movies. The movies are picking us.
We're basically going through Prime, and then James is like, I like this one. And I'm like, fine, I don't care.
There were two that we wanted to watch, but one we're like, Warren needs to be here. And then the other one looks amazing. So we're like,
we need like a legit guest on this.
Brian, come on over. You're like, no, he's very busy directing. But I recently heard that once the show goes live, like, the director's kind of hands off. But in film, it's the complete opposite. Hey, guys, listen to last week's episode of Whenever You're Ready.
Anyway, the movie that we watched was a film written and directed by
Pat Mills, I believe his name was.
Yes, and he also wrote...
Don't Talk to Irene.
Yeah, that movie. It was about this guy who's sort of falling apart in his life and has skin cancer and alcoholism and a lot of other things going on. And he's a failed actor and just got fired from his job, voiceover stuff. And he puts together a fake resume and becomes a school guidance counselor and sort of watches YouTube videos about guidance counselors and adopts that as his character and just goes through 2 weeks of being a guidance counselor.
And he uses the name of the guidance counselor.
He uses the name of the guidance counselor
in these
from the
YouTube
videos.
And I would have bet that someone would have found those videos and that's how they found out. But no, they had some restraint.
Yeah, I was like, this movie came out in 2014, 2015. So I'm just like, all right, so the way they're found out is he uses the name and then someone just Googles the name and is like, that's not our teacher.
But they were in a pinch.
Yeah. So everything, of course, falls apart because he has an alcohol problem and he's giving alcohol to the students and smoking weed with the students and all these other things that you shouldn't do with students. Then him and one of the students go and rob a tanning salon.
Yeah.
And then they go rob more, and then he sends her off to her aunt and then takes the fall. And that's the end of the movie.
Yahoo!
James loved it.
I did, but I would like to correct you on one thing.
What?
An individual doesn't have alcoholism. Alcoholism has them. And I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me, baby. Marilyn Manson. Hollywood, baby. Or no, that was Mechanical Animal. Please don't at me, guys. I know those first three albums. Jesus, Antichrist, Jesus, Superstar. Not so much.
What the fuck are you saying to
Marilyn
me right now,
Manson.
James? Oh my God. Anyway.
This movie was dope.
What are your notes?
Okay, Corwid.
Jesus.
First, as your agent, how do I get you non-union voice work?
Literally, non-union voice work, what I would do is have a demo, a reel, whatever.
Do you have that?
No, we talked about making one.
Oh, when are you gonna come over?
I need to actually, like, put stuff together to do this, and I actually need time.
Read Derms Klerman!
Anyway, you have to put together that, and then you pretty much pay to put yourself on these sites where people go and, like, listen, and they're like, oh, I like the sound of this person's voice. And then they, you know, you just, like, submit for jobs and stuff.
No, we'll go in like that Brendan Fraser movie that I think is called Metalheads or Eraserheads, something like that. And they infiltrate a radio station and they say, play our fucking demo tape. We'll do that. We could also do it in a radio station.
No.
Or we could just go to a studio and say, play this fucking demo tape.
That wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it would.
No, but I don't even really want to do much non-union work because the union work is more stable.
God, I want to do any work, union or not.
The non-union work, you've got to pretty much protect yourself. Like, you've got to make sure that it's a legit company, all of that. Make sure that you're getting payments from them. You've got to do all the tax stuff. It's a lot of work.
Well, that's why
to do non-union work.
If they don't pay us, we already have the gun from when we went into the studio and said, play our demo tape. This time it's just,
you wouldn't get
pay us cash money.
You wouldn't get paid for playing your debt. You would get paid for doing the work.
No. What I'm saying is we have the gun already.
Because
we went in there, we got the job out of that. Then also us doing that, they know we're serious and we mean that business. So they're not going to cheap change us. Because they know we have a gun and we're willing to use it.
Anyway, there's a lot of ways to do non-union work is the answer to your question. A lot of different ways. One of the easiest ways is to put yourself on a website that's like pay-to-play websites so that people go and they're like, oh, I want this guy to do this. Or, you know, audition for audiobooks, stuff like that.
I'm on a few pay-to-play websites. And then second question, yeah, I'm not going into detail about that. You got to Google and try and find out where I am, guys.
He's on some pay-to-play writing websites.
No.
Oh
wait, yeah, yes. I was like, no, Corwin, I don't write that much. I write a page of material a week for mostly Speakin' Sentai.
Oh my God.
Okay, Corwin, as your agent, how can I get you on a classic kid shows 25 years ago?
This is something that you should have done already, James. As my agent, you should have been knowing all these answers. Why are you asking me? I shouldn't know any of these things. You should know these things.
Frank, how do we do this? Frank just walked in.
He's coming to say hey to me because I took care of him.
Frank, your skin looks like that of a seal today. You're so majestic, so handsome. We gotta get you some non-union work, Frank. I'm kidding. He's union material. If the director is listening, we know that is mainly our fan base. What was Wacky Street? Like, what kind of show was that? Is that like
I think it was like a sketch show because the guy that played it, I looked him up and he actually was on a sketch show as a child.
Okay.
on Nickelodeon.
Oh, what show?
You Can't Do This on TV or something.
Okay,
like that.
Okay. Then that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think it was like, you know. That.
I was thinking maybe this is some Canadian reference that we don't understand.
You Can't Do That on Television.
Okay, I remember hearing about that show as a kid, but I don't think I ever watched any unless it was like on reruns a few of them, and I was like, this looks old.
Well, his IMDb says he was on it.
Dope, baby!
So
he also, to act in this movie, he had 10 years of AFTA payments because he hadn't acted since a kid. He had to pay all of those in order to work on this film. I don't know if it's AFTA. That sounds like an
SAG-AFTRA?
Yeah, AFTRA.
Screen Actors Guild.
That sounds like a Metro line, the AFTRA. Observational humor, guys.
Oh my God.
All right, let's get into more of this. So, family photo with blacked out faces. That was depressing.
You're canceled.
Yeah, it was depressing when it was just him because it was him and his sister. Then his sister said, I can't keep paying you any money. You need help. And then he says, you're cut off. You're cut off. And then he goes and blacks out an entire family portrait besides him. But in the end, he blacks out himself as well. Pretty cool.
I need to get a family portrait and just do that.
Oh, like what you should do is Photoshop yourself into a baby photo, like a baby photo of you. Put it in a photo. So then it's not like you're actually blacking out your actual family.
Put it in a, like, find one of those, just randomly get a photo
frame.
I was finding the word. Frame
hey,
from Target or Walmart or whatever that has the fake families in it. I don't know the name.
Stock photo?
Stock photo family. And just
we raise you up this year.
Put me in there and then black out the other ones. Yeah, that sounds like a good wall decor.
It does.
I'm going to put it in your apartment, though. It'll be in here. So you'd be like,
yeah, I'm fine with that.
Baby photo.
But hey, guys. Fair warning, 2021, that's when we spike our co-hosts down.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, guys, guess what? That was also 2019 when it comes to me. TC, Anissa, Nicole, just spiking me down. Kind of Corwin, but I would say out of everyone, you're the least spiky.
That's hilarious.
TC, absolutely. But that TC is, you fumble one word and then five episodes in a row will bring that up.
Oh, yeah. It's because you mess up so much that I don't need to bring back old material.
Yeah, because mostly I do it on purpose, baby. Because it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Are there non-smoking apartment buildings?
All of them.
Really? Wait, I can't smoke in my apartment?
I don't think a lot of apartments you're supposed to smoke in.
Dang, that's so weird. It's like, but that's my space. Tom.
It would be your space if you owned it, if it was a condo.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But it's not your space if you're renting, and there's usually sections in leases about smoking.
Dang. I guess I'm vape city now.
You don't smoke or vape.
All edibles then.
You don't do drugs.
Fine, I'll just get
some
oil.
Even though they're legal in Chicago.
Get some oils and put it underneath my tongue.
Oh, I haven't gone yet to the dispensary because the lines are hours long.
Uh-oh. What you should do is get some oils and then, with the eyedropper, put it in your butt and then let the anal cavity absorb those nutrients that is THC, and then you're flying high. And then you also got a nice clean butt from an enema. Because THC, you can get bath oils with that.
Jane!
What would happen if you just bathed in THC oil? 100% THC oil.
You'd overdose.
No. A challenge accepted. I get blazed. I ain't no pipsqueak. Ain't no lightweight. Oh, how far God. Are we? Only 19. That's good.
I feel like we've run a marathon already.
I know,
already.
I feel like we've ran out of steam.
No. I feel like we never started getting going. Oh. It just, you immediately went out the gate with your shit, and I was like...
That's getting going.
James.
I'm like a little bull. I run out of the gate and scurry around trying to gore a clown.
You're like the little pug that got confused trying to chase its tail.
Never compare me to that disgusting... inbred creature ever again.
All right, remind me, y'all. Next five episodes, every episode on the episode, compare James to a pug.
I am terrified of things like German Shepherds because I've been bit by them a lot. I think they are a terrifying dog. They still are better than pugs. Pugs are... You know when...
I'm glad I hit on the right dog. I had a feeling, I was like, out of every single animal that is hyperactive and crazy...
Pugs aren't hyperactive.
What could I make James compared to?
The only reason you think pugs are hyperactive is because they have to breathe hyperactively to live.
I know, and I'm talking about if you imagine a pug chasing itself in a circle.
It'd die. They can't chase. Their noses
are... What do you think I'm trying to say, James? It died.
No, I streamed for an hour and 40 minutes constantly talking.
That was it. That's what you gave all your energy to. And then you were like, this is what I live my life for. And now I'm dead.
Give me the floor for 2 minutes and I will prove you wrong.
No, because you won't talk about the movie.
Yes, I will. If you are buying alcohol for teens, guess what? You get to pocket the change. He gave the change back. It was probably 30 cents in loonies and toonies.
He was just like, here's your 2 pennies back.
But again, we don't know loonies and toonies. You get to keep that money. Even if it's $5, you say, well, that's the adult tax for you. You ever heard about this thing called the pink tax? I really got to look into it. Doesn't seem fair.
The fuck are you talking about, James?
The pink tax. It's for, women have to buy more, guys, Google the pink tax. I thought Corwin would have known that.
They have to buy more what?
It's also things like tampons that's included in pink tax. It's
a tax that is being put women's...
Okay. It's not a real tax. It's something that if it's for women and it's pink, oh my God, this is pink. It's made for women. Uh-huh. That's in air quotes. It has a larger price on it.
Yeah.
And it's called, not officially, but it's called the pink tax.
Why are you doing air quotes? They can't see it.
But they can. And we've talked about this before. You can hear a smile and you can hear an air quote.
Well, that's because you said air quote.
Yes, and
but
pink tax.
If you, I didn't have to do an air quote to, this is an air quote, you know?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh my God.
So
James.
Let's sing some like song lyrics like, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
Jesus
early light?
Christ.
See? Jesus Christ, superstar. Say his name in vain, baby.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, sexy. You gotta fuck
are you
Christ.
Guys, are you guys saying effing again?
Oh, wait. Jesus fucking Christ. That's bonkers. That's... Now
Why
we just need the Holy Ghost.
That? You like this movie. Do you not have things to say about it?
When the movie's really good, I don't have things. No, I was just talking about it. You don't need. You can pocket the change.
I know. And then you just start talking about Jesus.
Also, so he becomes, he's an actor, and he becomes, steals an identity. So, Corwin, if that's your real name, did you just watch a video on YouTube of how to be a customer service rep named Corwin Cullum? And then also he became a podcaster for This Movie's Gay? Is there another This Movie's Gay? More air quotes. Oh my God. I friggin' caught him. Is your real name Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
My real name's Roland Brown.
Oh, shoot. It's a catch 22. We're full circle. Did you know catch 22 is you're catching a 22 bullet in front of your face? I don't know, guys. I don't know where that idiom came from. That saying. Arf. That's a go-to on mostly
usually,
speaking.
Usually when James is doing this, I at least know what he's referencing or where he's coming from. And I'm like, okay, I see where you're going. Today, it's none of it's there. He's being Zoidberg right now.
Oh, yes. yesterday, this week's episode of Mostly Speaking Sentai is the most all four people in the room were so scatterbrained.
Yeah, I'm dead today.
Nicole's been mean to me lately.
Good.
No, it's like she's been mean. I'll talk more about it on a Mostly Speaking Sentai. And Nicole wanted to bring it up because of how ridiculous it is. One of the biggest fights that we've gotten into was, as we've talked about it before,
being woken up.
No, that's never been a fight.
Oh, okay.
No, that's just me screaming because I'm scared. I was eating like a tub of ice cream, like two a week. And she was like, you should stop doing that. But I was working a very labor-intensive job. And
yes, we've like, talked about this.
I put my foot down. Nicole got so, like, I was hurt mean over the way in which I made her pancakes. She was like, did you put fucking chocolate silk in this? And I was like, yeah, that I told you, like, I was, yeah, that's all I had. And she's like, why didn't you just put water in it? And I was like, these aren't the just add water ones. I remember I had to go to the store to get milk and eggs. And if I want to drink the milk later, I'm going to get chocolate silk and I can't afford that. And she just was so angry at me. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to do anything nice for you after this. But then she apologized and she said she was out of line and should not have gotten that angry. But I was like, why are you being so, you know, this is how I make pancakes. I have made pancakes correctly once, and then I change how I do it every single time after that. I'll put chocolate silk in it. I'll put silk in it. I'll put hot cocoa in it. Or what I love doing now is I will put the pancake batter down and then let it set for maybe 20 seconds. Then I'll start drizzling syrup on top of it, like in a swirl, and then it sinks to the bottom. So then when you flip it, it ends up being encased in the middle. So it's kind of like you have a syrup filled pancake. And Nicole was like, just make them normal. I wanted to put a chick patty on it. And I was like, then why didn't you tell me that? I would have told you, it's going to be chocolatey. And yeah, but Corwin is so tired that he is allowing me to say this, it feels like.
Sure. Anyway.
Anyway. I don't know if I should. No, that's fine. I won't cut that. We're fine now. Like, she was just
gay.
Stressed
I just
out.
Have a gentle voice. Was the first line of the movie that I laughed at.
At first, I thought you took offense to that. Like, how you went really quick to your notebook. I was like, oh, is Corwin mad at that?
Mad at it all. Mad at everything. I'm not conscious enough to be mad at the moment, if that makes sense.
All right, I'm just going to start lobbing spit wads at you.
Oh, you would just die.
But you won't be angry. You'll kill me with a smile on your face.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Corwin is a robot bent on destruction.
Yes, 100%.
One of my first favorite lines was talking to the principal during the interview. Roland Brown ended it with saying, "You exude radiance."
He was just so... He was taking the acting thing as being like, he's just an actor. He doesn't know how to improv at all.
I wrote that down,
100%
too.
100% he is doing the lines as they were said.
And then that's so apparent when he gets his first student coming in with Rhonda, who is shy and wants to kiss dumb guys.
Wants to get with a dumb boy, which I agree with. Like, come on. Dumb boys, they're the best.
Hey, guys, I'm a smart boy.
Bring on the dumb boys.
But he immediately freaked out during this guidance counselor thing because he was like, this was not covered in the video. How do I make a shy girl like friends?
Have friends. Make
like
friends.
Them too.
Yes.
But luckily unfortunately, started drinking and drinking with the students of saying, hey, we're going to have some fun. And I wish this would have had a happier ending, but it couldn't have.
I still don't know where the ending went, but that's fine.
He went to jail.
I know, but like he still had skin cancer. He's still like canceled everyone in his life. He's still a mess.
You do forget that this is in Canada, so he'll get treatment for that in jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That will happen. And he did send off the girl to... her aunt away from her abusive mother. Good for him. Proud of him for that. Even though it was a very roundabout way to do that.
It's weird how when I, as an American watching this, when the doctor was telling him about the skin cancer and he was like, you can't do this like on your own, or he said something like that. I took that as, oh yeah, he needs financial help. But he was just like, no, you need to set an appointment. That's all he was saying. Like, you need to be proactive with this, which is bonkers. Have you seen those videos of British people reacting to how much healthcare costs here?
No.
Someone's like, how much do you think an EpiPen costs? And they're like, I don't know, in America, I know they don't have great like healthcare, probably like $60. And they're like, no, much more, times that by 10. And they're like, wait, what? Oh, for two EpiPens, I should say. And they're like, it's $600. And one of them just says, oh, if you're poor, you die. And
yes.
Yeah. And the guy's like, unfortunately, yeah.
That sucks.
It does. Who you voting for, Corwin? We don't even know.
Oh, my God.
I for real don't. These candidates, it's a hodgepodge, guys.
Just not Trump.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
Not Trump. Not again.
I hope we get someone strong to combat him.
I want someone to fist fight him.
It's every... Most... I have this constant fantasy...
On the steps.
Of, like, I were a superhero who literally had every power. And it goes... The mask... The new mask series goes on this. Someone gets the mask and then just goes to alt-right meetings. And then just murders all of them.
Yes.
And, like, one of them... He goes and one says, one of the alt-right guys says to the mask, Big Head, goes something like, oh, we've heard what you've been doing to our brethren. The white skin were the superiors. And then the mask looks and he's like, white skin ain't superior. Green skin is. And then he murders all of them.
You're talking about the mask?
Yeah.
Like the old cartoon?
It started out as a hyper-violent comic book by Dark Horse. And then once the movie came out, they realized, oh, well, if kids are going to be picking this up, we need to start making it more kid friendly, and then for maybe 10 years it was bland and kid friendly, but recently they have this new series and it's fucking so good so far.
Like the guy with the green mask and he's crazy.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
It's Prime, guys. The Mask, Dark Horse. Check it out. Because I hope it sells well, so then we'll get more miniseries. Because it's always just like 4 to 5 issues, and they just start up a new story. Someone else gets the mask, and we see how that affects their life.
All right, I'm lost.
Eat in your office. He goes
and specifically eats in the bathroom.
And then it ends up being the women's bathroom.
After the weird gym coach threw him chips.
Yeah, and that gym coach was too creepy. Thirsty and did not know how to take a sign.
But also creepy. He was just creepy.
I said that. Yeah, to read the room. He didn't know how to read body language, nothing. Or he just wanted to plow through.
The drama teacher telling them that they need to learn the basics of breathing into their anus. Great.
Is that a thing?
Breathing into your body is, yes.
But if you want to get deep into... No. You don't speak from the diaphragm. You speak from the prostate.
The prostate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Protestant. That means you love Jesus, but you're also into the pee spot. Guys, let us know. Is this a good episode?
That one looks kind of dumb. Can you help me knead this? Beautiful. Beautiful moment. That kid was forming a penis.
Oh, yeah.
He was straight up kneading his clay into a penis.
Yeah, so we see Rhonda. Was that her name?
Yes.
Okay. Rhonda, who wanted a dumb guy, opens up, takes 2 shots with David Gold, and goes into pottery class, I'm guessing, or art class, we'll say that. Ceramics, I think that's a class, Corwin. And David Gold peeks over and just goes, "Hey, Rhonda, that one, he looks real dumb." And then she starts obviously saying like, "Oh, can you help me knead this? It's so hard." And then, yes, he was making a penis, a phallic item. And then he said, "Yeah." And then she's like, "I think we need to get it a little wet." And then they just the Foley work on this of it mushing in prime.
Oh, wait, are you saying that was a sexual joke, James? Yeah. Oh, completely missed it.
A sexual reference. You did not.
Innuendos?
In her endio.
The fuck is an endio?
What?
I just said, fuck, the fuck is an endio?
No, in her end. Like, in her butt, yo.
This is a mess, y'all. I'm sorry.
This is not a mess. I'll clean it up in the edit. I'm just feverishly... someone comes in and on the mouse, I have a wash rag. So it looks like I am actually scrubbing stuff.
One of the first things that I wrote when he, besides skin cancer, drinking problem, sister called him an embarrassment, which comes up later. Embarrassment again. But when he did the interview under Roland Brown, I was like, how is he going to get paid? I literally wrote that on my... It's like, does he not have, like... I don't know how it works in Canada. Does he not have, like, information and ID and stuff with his name on it? So how would he get paid? And then it does come up later. She's like... He's like, "I need my check. I've worked for 2 weeks." And she's like, "We have a check made out for Roland Brown. How are you going to cash that?"
Did you not think about this? Which, great. Can't you just go to like a convenience store and cash a check? They'll take like 10% of it, but...
I mean, you can get a check cashed a lot of places.
Yeah, and you just force the signature. He should have just used another person's name or even used his real name.
Well, you can also like sign checks over to other people.
Oh, okay. So yeah, sign it over to David Gold.
Yeah.
Nice, or, guys, we figured it out.
Or have it cash for cash.
He also should have just used another name because then it wouldn't have been identity theft, wouldn't have been on the table if he had just changed the name.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite scenes, it's a montage of him helping out kids, but then, and also the teacher's talking shit about him. He's in his office with a lighter and he's just putting the lighter over his hand, and just like in between his fingers are the flames, and he just goes, I don't feel pain.
I like them saying, they're going to arrest you. And him going, no, they won't. And then getting up and running.
Yeah.
That, so my old roommate and I would watch gay movies occasionally. And we kept watching these movies where someone would say something and then book it. Someone would say like an insulting thing to another guy and just take off running in the other direction. And I'm surprised that hasn't happened in a movie that I've remembered yet, except this one got very close with him going, no, I won't, and then running. It's just, why is that happening? Why is that a theme?
That's some Napoleon Dynamite type stuff.
Just say something and then run.
Or some Wes Anderson stuff.
Like, James, gonna spike you this year, and then run. Actually, I wouldn't run. You don't intimidate me.
We own a gun. Come on, man. That's intimidation enough. Do you like Wes Anderson?
Who?
Oh, wow. That'll be cut. No, it's not a gotta laugh. Corwin, did you see that video of the helmet It Takes Two to Toku sent us?
I didn't see the video, but I saw that they sent you a helmet.
We're going to watch it after this. It's really good.
No, I have
to. No, it's an unboxing.
I know, I saw.
Yeah, so Nicole's in it.
No.
She's featured prominently.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw. I'm going to leave.
My best friend Nicole, who is mean to me about pancakes.
You deserve it.
Well, no. She, don't say that. That's being, like, it was very, very mean. Like,
James, my New Year's resolution was to be more mean.
Okay, well, if you ever find yourself in a relationship, just yell at them about how they cook.
I just do that to people in general, but that's mostly because I'm like, chop those veggies.
But okay, Nicole's been working for like a week straight, and I'm like, okay, I went out in the cold, got ingredients to make pancakes, came back. She had just gotten home from work. I make the pancakes, and the thanks I got was, why the fuck did you use chocolate silk? And I'm like, because it's pancakes. They're supposed to be sweet little guys. Throw syrup on there, and it's a choco pancake. Chocobo pancake. Oh, man, we did bake eggs in there.
Okay.
Let's stop. Yeah, I don't want to keep getting further into this, and also, I don't want her to end up hearing this and being like, wow, James, you were a lot more upset about it than you led
Very
on to
upset.
Be.
Very upset.
I was sad.
Why are you sad?
Because it was mean, like very
mean. She apologized.
I know, but at the time I was like, oh no, it's fine, but it wasn't.
And then she apologized and you accepted her apology.
Yeah.
So why are you still mad about it?
Yeah, but then she was mean to me yesterday too.
About what?
I don't know even. Listen to this week's Mostly Speaking Sentai, and she does then again apologize. We were just watching Los Luchadores. Strike one for me. But she knew that's what we were watching. Joe and Jose, I guess I didn't give them the memo of that's what we were watching. They were upset. And just everything I said just infuriated her. Of just me, like, talking.
What?
And she, like...
Wait, say that word again.
Infuriated me. Her. Infuriate. Fuck you guys. Don't at me. Thought we were raising people up. Should we go out on that?
That sounds like a good exit point. Infuriate.
How do you say it?
Infuriate.
Infuriate.
Infuriated?
Infuriated.
Okay.
Infuriated. That means like you're
Did
inferior.
Did she make you
yes, feel absolutely.
Inferior. Okay.
She screams at me so much that like I feel like a puppy who just peed on the floor, but I didn't. Remember when Nicole spat on the floor and said, Squirtle, Squirtle? She said, Squirtle.
Oh, my God. Desmond kicked my ass.
Yeah, he beats up a teen. Oh, I mean,
he
tries to.
Tackles a teen and he gets beat up.
For valiant reasons, this teen who's been a shit the entire time and they have like a fuck off, fuck you rapport going back, literally, that's what they've been saying to each other, grabs Jabrielle's butt and says, I like that ghetto booty, like a friggin' prick would. And
punch him in the face.
Yeah, and then he says, no, you don't do that, and then tackles him and it immediately turns on him.
And that's when he's discovered to not be a real teacher.
Yeah. I mean, it was already discovered, and then this is added on top of it.
Well, that it hadn't been publicized yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The gym teacher had called the sister, and the sister had showed up at the school, but no one had spoken to him, and he hadn't spoken to anyone about him not being really certified to teach kids.
Oh, I thought the principal or had talked to the sister already.
Did we ever have a scene with the principal talking to the sister?
I thought it was off camera, and then they were coming out from the school.
No.
But maybe not. Yeah, yeah. Never mind, guys. Nirvana.
What?
Nirvana's album, Nevermind, it was a very popular hit. It's the one with the baby on it, catching a dollar in a bathing pool.
Nirvana?
Nirvana.
Okay.
You can also say Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Yeah.
Nar?
Yeah, Nirvana.
That's an A there?
It's Nirvana. You can say Nirvana.
Oh, my God.
Never mind.
Oh, my God, James.
Arf, 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 arf.
Anyway, why are you being a seal?
A walrus, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'm going to go hit the great sleep of 2020. Oh, the drama teacher wears a lot of crushed velvet in the 90s. Oh, the other thing. Oh, my God, brother and sister.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
We're married. Gross.
So he's meeting all the teachers in the teacher's lounge, and one of them says, oh, hi, I'm Mr. Schlitz. And then the person next to him, she says, and I'm Mrs. Schlitz. And David goes, oh, brother and sister. No, we're married. Then he goes, gross.
It was gross. They were annoying.
How many more notes you got?
That's all my notes.
All right.
If you have a drinking problem, get it checked out. Get help.
But again, you don't have alcoholism. Alcoholism has you.
Up.
I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me. Marilyn Manson, guys, check it out. Would you recommend the movie?
It's okay.
I think it was great. It's one of the, this might
wasn't
be a
gay
top
enough for me. Not gay.
Yeah,
enough.
But year two, we're branching out to not specifically, hey, eating out
not
over
gay
the head.
Enough.
Not another gay movie over the head.
Why are you staring at me?
I wish there was a third Not Another Gay Movie. We'll write it, guys. Check it out. Not Another Gay Movie strikes back. What you got to plug, Corwid?
Come see my theater company show, Turn Here Sweet Corn, at the Edge Theater off Broadway, playing through January. It's really good, y'all. We're Jeff recommended, which means we are potentially up for awards for it and
nice.
All that shit. Good show. Sawbox Theater Collective. Follow them on Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. And then me personally at Core Winning, and also for the podcast at This Movie's Gay. Those are my plugs.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Check out all my other podcasts, such as Mostly Speaking Sentai, This Movie's Gay, What the Hell Mouth, and Hit It and Crit It. You can find out information about all those on MLMpod.com. If you'd like to donate like It Takes Two to Toku on Twitter and Instagram did, go over to MLMpod.com/donate. Check out my rap musics under Marsh Land Monster. Almost have another CD done. All right. That's going to be two within a calendar year or within a year. And I'm busy as fuck, baby. Speaking of that, check out my live streaming and Let's Plays over on YouTube. Mostly Speaking Sentai. Search that. You'll find them. Going to be on Mixer soon. Also, this week, I guested on a podcast.
Fun.
The Basement Diaries. It comes out the 17th. Wes is the host. He was on Mostly Speaking Sentai last week. And on it like a month or two ago.
Maybe we're so off today because you're still mad at Nicole.
Oh,
and
no.
Then also because I have a headache.
I'm
and
very
you made
tired.
Fun of me in the very beginning for having a headache.
I have a
I thought
headache.
This was lift your co-host up year, James.
Yeah, I'm toughening that head of yours.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm making it ache more. I'm in your headphones, Corwin. What's the most annoying sound I could do? It would be like a very high pitch noise, but I can't do that. No, even higher. You closer? I'll amp the high end up in
I
that.
I apologize for y'all's ears if you're hearing me make that noise.
No, I think the de-esser will break that down.
Okay.
You don't know what a de-esser
is. I don't know what that
Guess
is.
What a de-esser is.
It's a de-esser.
It's an effect.
It says de-yes to this noise.
Oh, no. A de-esser, real quick. So
it's a Nintendo DS for noises.
You hear these noises, that kind of thing. It's like it's a compressor specifically made for like ducking out high end. So when people make those prominent syllables, you know the word sibilances. That's actually what it's called. It ducks it down. That's
a plosive.
Yes. I've been James.
I've been Corwin. Bye.
Bye-bye. I thought you were gonna jump in.
No. Not on that.